Dayan Eskich is a senior research fellow at the Kem C. Gardner Institute at the University of Utah. His research explores the effects newly built apartment buildings in Salt Lake County have on property values nearby.
For those homes that were within a half a mile, and compared them to those homes that were further than half a mile. And what we found out was pretty interesting, too, that homes throughout the county typically that are closer to the apartment had a stronger appreciation than those homes that were further away. They appreciated about 1.4% stronger than homes that were further away.
He said access to amenities could increase home values and bring a new buzz to an area by creating more vibrant, walkable communities. He said it comes down to what the community values.
So we saw a lot of instances where apartments have gone and brought in some sort of amenity with them, whether it's trails or open space. They've made the community more or less walkable in certain places. That in itself brings values. You bring new residents, new dollars to a community. So that in itself is looked at as an investment. So you have more support for your local retail, more support for your local arts community. You have now a bigger tax base because you've added more residents on a per acre basis. There are studies like this all over the country that look at apartment impacts on home values, and that's kind of some of the major takeaways in the literature.
Real estate developer CW Urban is doing a project, The Village, in Silver Creek. President Darlene Carter said it's a 38-unit development with 24 designated as affordable. She said it's common to get pushback on multifamily developments.
There always is resistance from the greater community because I think the notion is, or the thought process, is that they feel like it's going to somehow affect their property values. But the truth is that just hasn't seemed to be the case. In all of Silver Creek development, 20% of the units are going to have an affordable component or be considered a workforce unit.
She said the notion that someone's property value would go down because it's next to a workforce unit isn't valid.
Hasn't affected the insatiable appetite for the people who want market rate units in the county.
Eskich said the housing crisis was terrible before COVID-19 when 60% of renters could not afford a medium priced home of $440,000. Now he said it's up to 80%.
I think this is one of the unhealthiest housing markets in our nation's history because it feels so out of reach for so many. The divide is getting bigger between those who can afford and those who can't. Yeah, so if we just look at how many renter households there are in the state, 80% of them can't afford a medium-priced home right now. Summit County, for example, you know, in 1 year, when price appreciated $350,000 for the medium-priced home, you went from the mid-800s to $1.2 million.
Eskich said there's a frustration people feel with growth and changes to their communities. It's critical to know the general plans of a neighborhood when you buy a home or property.
Everybody should understand what their community's general plan is. I often hear, especially in growing communities, where somebody buys a home and then they're upset that the farm next door, the open space next door was sold and is going to be developed on.
You can find a link to the research on kpcw.org. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.